Alexander Hamilton is one of the three most important members of the founding generation, and it could be argued that he is the most important member. His reputation has been revitalized since the 1990s, most conspicuously by Ron Chernow's runaway best-selling biography, and later by Miranda's Broadway hit musical Hamilton, but it was not always so stellar. Hamilton was at one time the punching bag for the anti-elitist strain of the progressive left, many of whom considered the American founders to be little more than self-interested, racist aristocrats without concern for the common man. Never mind that the much-respected progressive philosopher Herbert Croly called for a federal government that mixed the activism of Hamilton with the democracy of Thomas Jefferson to create a real progressive agenda. Hamilton's ideas on federal power were as much a part of the Square Deal and the New Deal as Jeffersonian appeals to the common man. Even while denigrating the Founding Fathers in general, most leftist Americans viewed Jefferson as one of their own, the people's president, who favored the laboring class over the well-heeled members of an old American aristocratic order. Hamilton then took the role of villain, the greedy capitalist lining up with American big business and special interests, the true architect of the ruinous American economic order that favors profits over people, money over man. This false narrative influenced generations of Americans, even those on the right, who began to see Hamilton and the Federalists as their intellectual forefathers. If the left admired Jefferson, then the right had to not only accept Hamilton, but embrace him. And there was much to like. Hamilton, more than any other member of the founding generation, represented the real American ideal. He was born a bastard son in the British West Indies, a young boy who pulled himself up by his bootstraps after his father abandoned him and his mother died. When he was just a teenager, he was allowed to run a thriving merchant firm in the West Indies while the proprietor was away on business. Hamilton arrived in America in 1772, and during the crisis with Great Britain, he caught the eye of several leading patriots with the publication of two political writings that showed both maturity and guile. This would become a hallmark of his career. If nothing else, Hamilton was a skilled writer and rhetorician with a persuasive and elegant pen. But this is not how Hamilton wanted to be remembered. Like many young men filled with martial vigor, Hamilton wanted glory on the battlefield.